Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Jones and Keefe, right now on WEEI.
You ready to depend on Steph Diggs?
Yeah, I think we have to be, Jones.
I think you kind of have to now.
I don't really see what our choices are. I thought you were going to ask me if I'm ready to pass a physical. Don't think so.
Yeah, you already had yours this
year? I don't know.
No?
Yeah, I don't know if I passed necessarily. I took one.
You know if you failed.
Yeah. Well, I got a chart back with a lot of red, so that's not great.
Cholesterol shot.
I always like
really high cholesterol.
I always like when they're like, how many times a week do you drink? And I'm like,
today?
A week.
I'm just going to make this sound
more
like what you want to hear than the real answer.
Like the scene in Detroiters. Oh, we're counting beers, too?
It's easier if I just do five at a time.
Yeah. You have 20 drinks a night?
Yeah.
Counting beers now? No, but I don't think I could necessarily pass one. I don't know if I would get the clearance from the medical team.
Show content idea.
We all do physicals.
Live physicals. Turn your head and cough.
Yeah,
now.
Get in there.
Yeah.
Sure. Better safe than sorry, I've always said. So
no,
I'm up for that.
That's a good call.
Yep, we're getting older.
Rap Sheet says he did pass his physical.
Okay. Good news.
Time to pay him.
I guess that makes sense.
Time to break out the checkbook, Robert. He passed the physical. Time to give him some money.
He's one of the volume one of the installments.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So Florio, we talked about this yesterday. Florio had the item where if and when he passes his physical, the first installment will be due within 2 weeks. So break out the checkbook there, Robert.
Send it.
Time to pay him.
I guess it makes sense, and maybe we should have put two and two together. Like, if he's on the field yesterday.
We wondered this
running,
aloud yesterday
like,
watching.
Past your physical.
I'm like, if he's out there doing that.
Yeah.
And he wasn't a full participant, but
no.
he was going through the paces yesterday. I agree. I think inherently we kind of assumed he passed it, but now
it's
one
official.
Of the top insiders in the sport said he passed it.
Yeah.
And so, okay. Mm-hmm. Now you've actually paid him real money, and I'd imagine, despite all the hubbub last week.
Yes.
I think we talked about the idea of cutting him, but I don't think either of us ever.
No, God, no.
Well, neither of us wanted them to do it, and neither of us really thought they would do it. But now that we're through all the hubbub of last week, they paid him some real money. He's going to be on the team.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that was the biggest red flag for him. If they haven't paid him, they can move on whenever they want. And I really think last week, in retrospect, and there were a lot of leaks from team-friendly sources. And I think you saw they were just trying to scare him into showing up and threatening his money and threatening his roster spot, and they got him to show up. And, okay, let's start anew. Let's start with that question, though. Can you depend on him now? We had the whole issue of last week, the up-and-down roller coaster of last week. Are we out of the woods? Is it over? Can you depend on Steph Diggs?
No.
Well, allow me, Alex, to answer that. Yeah, it's definitely not a guarantee by any stretch. However, he has been a wildly productive player in the NFL. Like, when he's on the field, he's productive. And you could talk about, you know, how long he stays with the team or just the overall team success or whatever you want to talk about. But even as a rookie, he breaks into the league, has 720 yards receiving, and up until last year, where he only played half the year, that was the low. That would lead the Patriots in receiving every year for the last, like, 5 years.
Seriously.
Like, that's a great number, and that's half of his production when he went to the Bills.
Right, since Edelman's knee went to smithereens.
Yep, yep.
It's easily the best receiver they've had,
awesome.
assuming any health. Yeah.
And that was a guy that started 9 games and was a rookie, whatever he was, 5th-round pick, I think he was, coming out of Maryland.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
There wasn't even like a ton of expectation around him. That's the low mark. So it is coming off, like, I think it's more the knee than anything else, right? When you say, like, can you trust the guy? Like, he has been this kind of personality, this character, his whole career. And those teams, maybe they have their headaches, right? They see him, they gotta control him, yelling at quarterbacks or whatever. But he's yelling at a quarterback while he's catching 100 balls for 1,000 yards and 8 touchdowns. So as long as the knee is okay, now that's the question. Like, he's going to be 32 in November. So is he going to be closer to the really good wide receivers that joined the Patriots late in their careers that didn't really do much? You know, like the Joey Galloway, Torrey Holtz, Reggie Waynes. Now, Wayne was much older when he came here and didn't even make the team. But, like, guys like that they took a shot at and then didn't make it. Or is he going to be productive? Does he have a couple, 1 year? You're like, we don't even need to talk about the whole contract. Does he have 1 year in him where he can be a number one receiver? I think yes. I mean, maybe that's just me being too positive. But I think he does. I think he has 1 more year at least of that.
So can you depend on him? My answer would be, I'm now back to where I started with him. Like, I think I've forgiven the boat thing. Like, I wasn't sure all last week how that was going to play out and was he going to show up. The fact he was here yesterday, I'll tell you, I don't think he looked perfect. I won't go as far as Hart did yesterday. He's got a hitch in his giddy up and he doesn't quite look right and he's limping around.
Yeah, no, he was down on it. I thought it was, like, promising considering the guy tore his ACL on Halloween.
I'll be honest, that video looked a lot better than I thought. So, like, now I'm more open to the idea that maybe he will be ready week one, and maybe you will get more than just 12 or 13 games out of him. Maybe you're going to get 15, 16, 17 games out of Stephon Diggs. I'm more open to that. I like that he showed up yesterday. I'm back to neutral with Diggs, and I guess maybe even a little better than that because he looked good on the field from the clips that we saw, and these weren't staged workout videos. These were actual footage from media members down there. You can't hide. You can't edit it out. You can't make it look however you want. You got to go out there on the field, and we're going to film how you look. And I thought he looked better than I thought. So can you depend on Diggs in the relationship with Drake May? Is he going to blow up on Drake May or Josh McDaniels or even Vrabel? Well, I think that's always been in play with Steph Diggs. Can you rely on him health-wise? I feel better about that watching the video yesterday, but I'm still skeptical what he's going to look like when he comes back, if he'll even be ready week one. Though, again, I feel better about that. All the other stuff, like the off-field, Cardi B, boat, pink cocaine, like all that stuff now, I'm back to saying, okay, I'm back where I was when they first signed him. Sure, I have some concerns.
Definitely.
I have concerns about anybody who takes 2 weeks to sign and is coming off a major injury in their 30s, who's yelled at quarterbacks before and worn out his welcome. I'm back to all those concerns. But the partying off-field stuff?
Yeah.
I think that's water under the bridge, honestly, for me.
Yeah, moved on. Moved on and was there when he needed to be there. Actually, didn't even need to be there. But it was more like the optics thing. And you're like, all right, how committed is he? And maybe Vrabel was even starting to question that a little bit. Or those even higher than Vrabel were questioning that. But he shows up. He's going through it. And honestly, if he was just there and not even doing anything, and just sort of standing there talking to Josh McDaniels, he'd be like, all right, at least he's there. But he's running. He's running routes a little bit. He's doing the, you know, obviously there's no contact or anything, but he's doing that stuff. And you're saying, okay, maybe he is on track. Like, all these videos that he put out about being, like, ahead of schedule and whatever, you're like, oh, that's what everybody says. Everybody's in the best shape of their life all the time. But he's ahead of schedule? Like, I don't know. Maybe he is. We've seen guys come back from ACL injuries in 9 months. Adrian Peterson did it and rushed for 2,000 yards. Now, he's a psycho, but, you know, guys have come back a little bit sooner. So when you ask, like, can you trust Steph Diggs? I think based on talent and track record, you have to say you trust him more than any other pass catcher they have on their entire roster. That's not the biggest compliment in the world, however,
no.
Based on what they have. But if you're looking down this entire roster now, like maybe I think we still said, or I know I said, we asked the question a couple weeks ago, like who's going to lead the team in receiving yards? And I was like, Diggs. And that was even if he played 13 games. So if he plays 15 games, it's for sure going to be Diggs.
Even if Diggs misses 4 or 5 games, he should lead the team in yards. Because I do believe this. Whenever he gets on the field, he's going to be hyper-targeted.
Yeah.
A, the offense needs it. And B, you need to do that for him to keep him happy
right.
And to keep him on board with what you're doing. So even if he's only out there for 12 or 13 games, I think he's going to be getting 7, 8, 10 targets a week. And I think he'll be able to overcome a month off the field, if it's even that. But the timeline looks much more promising for Steph Diggs. You guys can jump in on this, 617-779-7937. That's your phone and your text number. You can interact on Twitter and Instagram, at Jones and Keefe. You can watch along and chat, twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Always a healthy chat going on Twitch. I think it was Urban Surf who said, I always view my physical as a life or death thing. Like, basically, if I'm alive, I pass it.
That's true. You walk out of there.
Isn't that kind of how a physical works?
I think so.
Like, you're like, I'm here.
But now
I'm alive. I made it out of the physical. I survived
the
physical.
It's like a car inspection. You get it done once a year. And then when it's done, when you pass it, you're like, this car is in perfect condition.
I should ask for a sticker next time. I'm like, can I get a sticker for the year? Walk around with?
That's a good idea. My inspection sticker. I've been inspected. I am alive. As you can see, I'm alive.
No, but it is.
You seriously leave the inspection and you're like, there's nothing wrong with this car.
You drive now, you're like, are you serious? Because I've failed a few inspections in my time. So when you do see the car drive out and has the different color, you're like, yeah!
I did it!
Tricked him again!
We did it!
No, it took 3 years, but it finally worked.
Yes, like you did not really look under there, did you?
Yeah, you're not the most thorough. Trust me, I've shopped around on some of these inspectors, and you are not the most thorough.
You give them that $35 so fast.
Yeah, like, I got to pay for it now? I got to walk away with this?
You can also watch and chat on YouTube. Just subscribe to WEEI. Tommy Curran and Phil Perry, Pat's Talk, do a good job breaking these down. We're going to talk to Tom Curran at 1:30 today.
Special time today.
On a Tom E. Tuesday, 1:30.
So no grab bag.
Not high noon. No.
Just kidding.
Grab bags at 1. We're moving around the whole show
people
for you there, Tommy.
Pissed.
So Curran's at 1:30.
Good.
Grab bag at 1. We still got tiers at 11:30. We're going to tier off the top championships
titles
in team sports.
That's right.
Is that right? Did I say that right?
Tier team titles.
It's wordy. Team titles.
We're tiering team titles.
Is what we're going to be doing at 11:30, plus the key for madness at 12:45. Anyway, so Curran coming later on in the show. This is him with Phil Perry discussing the timeline for Steph Diggs.
So football-wise, had we not had a Memorial Day dust-up, we would be speaking today about the fact most likely that Stephon Diggs is tracking, one would think, for at least partial training camp availability. If we're just kind of reading the tea leaves, I'm not saying he's going to be out there day one, probably be on the pup list, but it would look to me as if he might be a player who could be taking snaps in preseason games. And if you said, do you think based on what you saw that Stephon Diggs will start the season on the Patriots active roster, I would say yes. I would say that.
Okay.
How about that?
Curran was pretty optimistic last week when we talked to him. He said don't aggregate this, don't blow this up, don't you dare post it, Terp. But he said, yeah, I'm optimistic he can be ready week one, and he kind of doubled down on that. Phil gave you a tweet shortly after OTAs yesterday. Steph Diggs limited but participated heavily in the less-than-full-speed 11-on-11 periods. He also ran hard in the individual periods and challenged other receivers when they had some short one-on-one sprints between the wideouts. You saw that yesterday. That was the Cadillac video.
Mm-hmm.
I only saw the first video where he looked like he was trailing Kayshon Booty.
Yeah.
They also did the drill the other way where Diggs was the lead receiver and he held off Booty in that drill. So I'll maintain.
You see, they like threw medicine balls or whatever.
They did.
I was like, what is this drill?
Yeah, I've not seen that drill before. I don't think that one was in Gerard Mayo's arsenal. I don't think that was one of the things that Mayo. I don't think Mayo had much.
Not sure what the receivers did last year
when
in
it
practice.
Came to these drills, but no, I don't think that was one that Mayo had in his arsenal. No, I'm now more open to the idea that Diggs is going to be ready week. If he plays in preseason games, like Tom said.
Oh, well, then forget about it.
He's out there week one for sure.
I don't even
if he starts on pup.
Games. Yeah, if he starts on pup, is that an automatic 4? Isn't there a rule for that?
No.
Or you can come off anytime.
I think if you're placed on PUP before training camp,
it's like something like that.
You can come back. You can be taken off PUP at any time. If you're placed on it once training camp begins, then I think you got to sit out for it.
And then I think it's once the training camp ends, you have to be taken off or you stay on for 4 to 6 weeks.
That might be what it is, yeah.
So week 5, we've all circled this, including Steph Diggs. Week 5 at Buffalo, Sunday Night Football.
He's back.
He's playing
that game. So I had said before, I'm like, maybe he won't be back until like mid-October. Nope.
October 5th.
Did not realize. I hadn't connected the dots on the Bills. He will be back by week 5. I think now there's a real chance he's playing early on in the year.
Yes.
I don't want him to rush out there necessarily.
No.
But even if you got to limit his snaps, You got to manage him early. Hey, you're a 50%
still
player.
Still worth
it. 50% player week one?
That's still worth it.
I think that'd be huge for the offense. Yeah.
I think it'd be, for Drake May, for Josh McDaniels, just sort of what you can call. Also, you don't need to drag it out and keep a guy like Jalen Polk or Javon Baker on the roster for a couple of weeks just because Diggs isn't ready. You know, because that's what's going to happen. If Diggs doesn't play the first couple of weeks, you're going to keep one of those guys a little bit longer, and then you're going to be like, all right, we got to inevitably cut bait with you. But, yeah, I think yesterday, all in all, was a good day for Steph Diggs specifically, but for the Patriots in general.
Well, and yeah, maybe there's a correlation here, but it sounded like a better day for the offense as well. And I think that's something you can tie directly to this. You want Drake May to break out in year two, and you want the team to take a step forward, and you want the offense to look reputable.
Yeah.
I do think Diggs is a big part of that, and he's been at other OTAs, but not when the media has been present. And yeah, the offense had a much, much, much better day yesterday. I'm not saying that's all Diggs.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't be surprised if there's a direct correlation to having a guy capable of being a number one receiver and really changing the look of this offense.
Now, it went from his second year to his third year, but Josh Allen was a starter for 2 years, then got Steph Diggs. In his season prior to getting Steph Diggs, Josh Allen went 10-6, threw for just over 3,000 yards, which was 193 per game. His third year, they add Steph Diggs. He throws for 4,500 yards,
hell yeah,
17 more touchdowns,
nice,
and almost 100 yards more per game.
Duck
and
boats.
He finished second in the MVP. So he went from his rookie year where he started 11 games, threw more picks than touchdowns. His second year, he actually had a decent, he had 20 touchdowns, 9 picks, but they didn't ask him to throw it a lot. And you were like, is this guy any good? His completion percentage both of those years, under 60. His first year with Diggs, 69.2.
Nice.
And second in the MVP. Now, that was another whole year of NFL football, right? So I'm not trying to draw that line. Also, that Steph Diggs was 5 years younger and no ACL injury.
Not coming off a massive
injury. Yeah. So I'm not saying it's the same thing, but you saw what a talented young quarterback who was kind of up and down, a lot of down, but you could see that it was in there somewhere, and then how it got unlocked with a number one receiver like Steph Diggs.
617-779-7937. We got your phone calls all day long. Can you depend on Steph Diggs? Is it all water under the bridge? The last week of all the issues on and off the field with Steph Diggs, he's here. He's passed his physical, according to Ian Rappaport, which means he's got some real cash from the Patriots. And I think the roster spot is secure. What's his timeline to be out there? Does it matter if he's out there week one? And do you feel better about it watching some of the clips of Diggs yesterday at OTAs? Again, 617-779-7937. We'll talk to you there. We got Tier Tuesday at 11:30. We got a Key for Madness at 12:45. Grab bag at 1.
Oh, phew.
And Tommy Curran on a Tommy Tuesday at 1:30. Let's pick it up.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
with the offense. Better day for Drake May. Better day for the offense yesterday at OTAs right after trending with Billy Lanny.
Mario's Roofing, because they're fair, honest, and provide quality services. Call Mario's Roofing today for a free estimate at 781-344-2420. I'm Billy Lanny. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.